Magandang araw sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan, mga kapatiran, at welcome sa ating God's Word for Today devotional. Patuloy tayo sa ating narrative of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 19. At dito na tayo sa John chapter 19 verses 38 to 40. Sinabi sa kanya ni Pilato, ano ang katotohanan? At nang masabi niya ito ay lumabas siyang muli sa mga Hudyo at sa kanila ay sinabi, wala akong makitang anumang kasalanan sa kanya. Ngunit kayo'y may kaugalian na maaari kong pakawalan ang isang tao para sa inyo sa Paskwa. Gusto ba ninyong pakawalan ko para sa inyo ang hari ng mga Hudyo? Sila'y sumigaw na muli, hindi ang taong ito, kundi si Barabas. Si Barabas ay isang tulisan. Si Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, had found Jesus really innocent. He was not guilty of anything worthy of death. So he presented him back sa mga tao. He knew na ang mga tao po ay gustong i-railroad si Panginoon Kristo. Gusto nilang mamatay si Panginoon Kristo in very illegal and in a mob way. It was out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to them or to him. Mababasa natin yan sa Mark 15 verse 10. Kaya nga, naghanap ng paraan si Pontius Pilate kung paano niya na ma-pacify ang mga tao at ma-release si Panginoon Jesucristo. Si Pilato din nakaisip that he was going to offer something to the frenzy mob, you know, at this time, the mob really was already angered and agitated. So he proposed na there would be somebody to be released during the time of the Passover or before the Passover. So he said, would you like Jesus to be released? But they shouted, Barabbas, instead of Jesus, Barabbas. And Barabbas was a notorious criminal who had been imprisoned, according to Luke 23:19, because of an insurrection in the city and for a murder. So he was really a sinner, sentenced, proven beyond reasonable doubt that he was an insurrectionist and a murderer. Itong ugali na i-release nila ang isang Jewish prisoner was customary among the Jews at the onset of the feast of the Passover. We can read that in Mark 15, verse 6. So then, ang di natin maintindihan dito, and Pilate was even scratching his head, is the crowd chose Barabbas overwhelmingly. Overwhelming talaga. Ang pagpili nila kay Barabbas. Yung ito pagpili na to was really, makikita natin yung disparity. The disparity of the choice between Jesus and Barabbas could not have been more clear-cut. Bakit ba? Because si Barabbas was a high-profile rebel and killer, na he was unquestionably guilty, no doubt about it, versus ni Panginoon Kristo was a teacher and a miracle worker who walang kasalanan, walang silang mapinpoint na isang kamalian. He was just like a lamb brought to the slaughter without any guile. Kaya nga si Pilato was stunned. He was really shocked that the crowd insisted on Barabbas to be released, not Jesus. Actually, he appealed here to the princely crowd three times na they are going to choose sensibly, pero they remained their choice. They remained and insisted to choose Barabbas to be free. So Barabbas became free. Hindi natin malalaman dito after sa na-release si Barabbas kung anong nangyari sa buhay niya. There is no record for that. Nobody really knows it for certain. Now, there are some manuscripts of Matthew 27 verse 16 to 17 na ang pangalang Barabbas is referred to as Jesus Barabbas, quote unquote. So ito ang manuscript na mababasa sa Matthew 27 verses 16 to 17. Ang kahulugan nitong Jesus Barabbas means Jesus, son of Abba, son of Father. Now this is interesting, but we are not conclusive about this. But this could have been very interesting spiritually, o kung ganito talagang pangalan ni Barabbas, Jesus, son of Father. So he was released instead of Jesus. Anong lesson, anong spiritual blessing na makukuha natin sa ating nababasa sa umagang ito tungkol sa storya na si Barabbas ang na-release, hindi si Panginoon Kristo? The story of Barabbas and his release from condemnation is a fitting parallel to the story of every one of us na manampalataya. Bawat isa sa atin stands guilty before God at we are deserving of death penalty, because sabi po ng Bible, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. Ang suhol ng ating pagkamakasalanan ay kamatayan. So we deserve death. But in an inexplainable, unfathomable na ginagawa ng Panginoon, di natin talaga maintindihan, because he loves us. Sabi po sa Romans 5 verse 8, but God demonstrates his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus was chosen to die in our stead, in our behalf. Siya, the innocent one, wala siyang kasalanan. He bore our sins while he was crucified on that cross, na tayo dapat na ipapako doong cross na yun. So tayo, like Barabbas, were released free, na hindi na tayo i-condemn. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 said, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ. What does it tell about the love of Christ? And how does you feel about this truth? Na tayo po ay karapat-dapat na ipapako sa cross, pero tayo ay ni-release because Jesus chose. He died on our stead. And according to Peter in 1 Peter 3:18, Jesus suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. So today, this is the story of the gospel. Barabbas was freed. He did not choose it. He did not expect it. But it just happened to him. And that's the grace of salvation. Nobody expects. Nobody can really say that I'm worthy, that I will be released and be forgiven of my sins because I'm a good person. I have done this and that. Just like Barabbas, we are sinners before God. We are guilty. Kung nakakinig sa ating devotional sa umagang ito and hindi ka pa nakatanggap sa inexplainable na pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng kamatayan ni Panginoon Kristo, you need to believe and receive Jesus into your heart. Be certain that si Jesus ay pumalit sa inyong lugar para tayo, para ikaw, ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan. And that will take effect only if you believe, if you repent of your sins and believe Jesus into your heart and receive Him as your Savior even today. This is the gift of God in your life. Ang kaligtasan natin ay regalo ng Panginoon sa atin. You just need to repent and receive this freely into your heart. I hope that you will do that. And by the time you do that, the Bible tells us that you become a child of God. You will receive eternal life. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for this demonstration of grace that Barabbas was a notorious sinner deserving to die and to to stay inside the jail and suffer, yet in an unexpected manner, nagkaroon ng kalayaan because of Jesus. Jesus was crucified instead of him. Jesus suffered instead of him. Katulad din sa aming Panginoon. Kami ang dapat ipapako sa cross, but Jesus did it for us. Thank you. Because of your love, you do that. So, sana Panginoon namin malimutan ang itong ginagawa ni Panginoon Kristo sa cross para sa amin. Because of this, nagkaroon kami ng kaligtasan, ng tunay na kalayaan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.